scientific discovery and entrepreneurship could lead to a major breakthrough. This is Florida State Headlines. I'm Mark Vaughn. Florida State University professor and biomedical sciences researcher Michael Blaber is in the middle of a journey to take his research to the marketplace. Professor Blaber is in search of answers for a disorder known as Fuchs dystrophy.
Okay, Fuchs dystrophy will lead to blindness, and about 5% of the population over the age of 50 are going to get Fuchs dystrophy. It's a problem of the cornea. So most people think of the lens as being critical for focusing, but it's the cornea that does most of the focusing. And the cornea is the clear part of the front of the eye. In Fuchs dystrophy, what happens is there's inappropriate regulation of water content in the cornea. So it's because of that, it's not able to focus light correctly. And so it results in blindness.
But Blaber has a vision of how to provide relief to those suffering from the disorder.
Our research is in protein engineering, and we are studying the properties of a protein that is a growth factor, causes a variety of types of cells to divide and grow, and has potential therapeutic application in an area called regenerative medicine, where you are stimulating the body to repair itself.
Blaber is using special techniques that could one day produce a therapeutic drug to treat the disorder.
We have some data showing that this growth factor, when introduced into the eye, can repair the underlying problem behind Fuchs disease. And so it can potentially prevent blindness and the need for corneal transplant.
The work is obviously very promising, which allowed Blaber to raise the seed money to fund the initial phase through the company he co-founded, Trefoil Therapeutics. And now, with the significant help of the National Institutes of Health and $5.2 million from five investment firms, he's closer to providing relief for the incurable eye condition.
And the greatest enthusiasm was for the Fuchs disease. And part of the reason for that was that there is no existing therapy for it. And so anything that you can find is the very first treatment for it.
It's the first therapeutic derived from research in the FSU College of Medicine to make it through to venture-based Series A financing.
The College of Medicine is the obvious place to be if you want to develop a new drug. And the College of Medicine has the Department of Biomedical Sciences, which is a basic research department. And so the resources and the facilities in the department allow us to do the types of basic research that we need to get the data to convince a company that we have something that is useful. So it's a great place for the resources to be able to develop the early sort of stages of a therapeutic.
This is Florida State Headlines. I'm Mark Vaughn. Florida State Headlines is a production of the Florida State Office of University Communications. For all your Florida State news, log on to news.fsu.edu.